Hello, lovely people. I hope you all are taking good care of yourself and everyone around you, because these waves keep coming. The numbers go down, the numbers come up. So it has kind of become the way of life, actually. And I guess precaution is the key. So I'm here once again with you, talking about something which is closer to me: communication. Yes, communication inside, communication here, and communication outside. So last time I spoke with you was on thinking deeper before you say anything and before you act. And then it was thinking different, that is taking a pause, just taking that wee bit of time before expressing yourself in terms of whatever that you are doing. So is it the typical programmed and stereotyped response to a situation, or is it a thought out one? So that was what we were talking. Now we take it a little further. That is what I call just a small pinch theory. And what is that? Well, we're all seeing this huge war of words. And as a matter of fact, forget the war of words which we're seeing around us in media. And yet, it is everywhere. Whether it is your growing up in the school, when you responded to somebody's, you know, cuss or a swear by another one, and befitting one actually, or else sometimes whether you took it lying back, and in some cases you even went one step ahead and resorted to something which we term as violence. So whether it was there, or then, you know, growing up again, maybe starting out in college, and we do see what happens when you get out of the house. We all have heard of road rage. Why does it happen? Just because we thought that something which was doled out to us was not good enough, and we actually ended up responding in even a better measure, actually, or a higher measure than what was doled out to us. So just think about it. How far is it right? So could you do something more? Or, if I may say, a little less, just a pinch less? Yes, that is what I want to talk about today in Know the Happiness How with Winko Chow. I'm your host, Wing Commander Satyendra Chauhan, aka Winko Chow, the resident lifestyle strategy coach from Bangalore, India, talking to you in my small little snippets. So all those who have been asking me as to how to better your responses, here is a very sure shot method. So whether it will work for you or not depends entirely on us, or you and me. Yet, just imagine in your lives, nothing goes wrong, really, or the heavens don't come down. You know, if there is something a pinch less. I'm very fond of the famous beverage in India, that is tea, and how it is brewed. Yet, if there is a pinch more, it could be in terms of tea leaves, it could be the milk tea that I take, it could be that milk, or it could be that sugar. It actually ruins it. And if it is a pinch less, you could always add certain more things to it. But if it is already a pinch more, you just can't do anything about it. So that is what happens when you are consuming something from the kitchen or you're making it. So remember, whether it is a salt, a small bit of chili, a small bit of pepper, or a small bit of more spices, as we Indians love them, yet sometimes a little more becomes non-palatable. So would you want that? It's always better to think of a pinch less. And like I said, if it could be a pinch less, you could always add. You feel, I could better it in terms of, you know, doing certain things. Yet, if it has already gone beyond you, it may not be possible to retrieve. So always think of doling out that pinch less of what you deliver. So, and how does it happen? It happens here. So it is a kind of concoction of thinking deeper, thinking differently, taking a pause, and then delivering whatever that you wanted to deliver. So to be on the safer side, and when I say safer, I necessarily do not mean that you should become or maybe be presented or come across as someone who's weak or timid or shy or not confident. Yet you may turn out to be a little more humble, little more caring, little more respectful, little more considerate, little more compassionate, more empathized. So those are the things that this just a little pinch less will do to all that communication that you have with one another in terms of consuming certain thoughts, in terms of processing them, in terms of speaking about it. Like I keep saying, something not worth saying is not worth thinking. So if you can douse the fire before you deliver it, before you ignite it, or in your minds before it comes and gets converted into words, into actions, and then it could be war of words, or who knows, it could lead to a war there. We all know what is happening all across the world, whether it is people, so-called, you know, normal people across the way of life, or people who are at the helm of affairs, you know, handling certain very important positions at any places. You could be a celebrity, you could be a politician, you could be a leader, you could be the head of the state or head of an organization or a sports person or anyone for that matter. That a pinch less theory will always hold you in good stead. So now, like I said, it is up to us to take that call. What we think is right should be done. So till I see you again in my small little snippet very soon, and believe me, these are certain learnings of my life which I have practiced and I'm still learning. I am a work in progress and I would certainly keep working. Yet I think of sharing them with you as I feel that had I gotten this wisdom much earlier, I would be better off, and as I said, maybe it would have held me in a good stead. So till I see you again, do keep watching this space, and please subscribe if you like it, do share it with people, offer your comments, and let me know if you would want me to explore certain more things that may be of interest to you, your friends, and if it could help you to kind of lighten your moods and bring that smile or that sparkle on your face and that small little cheer, my day would be made. So do let me know as to what do you think about these small snippets, and I would certainly keep sharing my learnings, my experiences, which over the period of time I have not only learned, I have refined, I have practiced, and I have lived, and I have certainly derived much value, and thus I do share them with you. So once again, thank you very much for joining me. It is always a pleasure to be here and be of small little contribution and add value to your time. So before you go, don't forget to subscribe. And like I said, do go to our landing page and subscribe for a pro bono coaching call on something which has been bothering you, something where you're seeking some resolve, or something that is very pressing and you would want to further it, or in, if nothing else, just a small little growth, because growth is what is important. If we're not growing, it is not only stagnant, it is much more than being stagnant. So do look out for all the links that are below and here on top. So you could hear this podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Spotify, on Anchor, and you could watch it in my YouTube channel, Know the Happiness How with Venkat Chow. So see you, take care, stay happy, stay fit, stay healthy, and keep smiling. Bye-bye.